USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The numbers are in, and Cyber Monday set a record for sales. Online shoppers spent $11.3 billion, making Monday the biggest U.S. online shopping day in history. According to Adobe Analytics, the sales figure represents a nearly 6% increase over the last year and about 400% higher than an average online shopping day. The U.S. men's soccer team beat Iran 1-0 after a goal by Christian Pulisic in the 38th minute. The Americans advanced to the World Cup's knockout stage where they face the Netherlands on Saturday. President Biden met with congressional leaders and asked them to prevent a rail strike just weeks before Christmas. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, says this should have been solved months ago.
This was in a negotiation that was selected by this administration. This was something that was celebrated by this administration that it was fixed. And now, right before a holiday season, right when farmers need to ship their goods and others, we have to rush something to the floor.
China is swinging into full gear to control mass protests over its zero COVID policy. Police are patrolling streets in major cities this week as thousands call for more freedom, protesting against the president. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio tells Fox and Friends that these protests are a wake-up call for the Chinese government.
What we're learning is that the people of China are human beings. Human beings don't like to be locked up. They don't like to be told they can't go out, they can't go to work, they can't socialize, they can't go see family members, they can't go to the entertainment and have fun for long periods of time by their government.
In financial news, at the closing bell, the Dow gained 3 points to close at 33,852. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? A recent stash of 1904 Morgan silver dollar coins has been found. These gorgeous 1904 silver dollar coins are as bright and shiny as the day they were struck. This is a key date for silver dollar collectors, and only a limited quantity are available. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone interested in silver coins. Just call government at 1-800-222-1975 and you are guaranteed a mint condition 1904 Morgan silver dollar featuring the iconic O mint mark of the New Orleans Mint. The final year of production, but with limited quantity, you must call now. These 1904 silver coins are still in uncirculated condition. That is 117 years of history you can hold in your hand. To learn more, call 1-800-222-1975. Call now and you'll receive a free American Coin Collector's Bonus Package, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-222-1975 now to secure your 1904 Morgan silver dollars before they sell out. That's 1-800-222-1975.
Tributes are pouring in on both sides of the aisle following the death of a Virginia congressman. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
61-year-old Representative Donald McEachin, the Democrat from Virginia, died Monday night from complications due to rectal cancer. A former lawyer who represented Richmond in the Virginia State Legislature was elected to Congress in 2016. McEachin's House seat will remain vacant until Governor Glenn Youngkin schedules a special election to replace him. Before his death, he stressed the importance of early detection.
I can't stress to you enough the importance of early detection.
Students returned to the University of Idaho just 2 weeks after 4 students were stabbed to death in their off-campus home. University of Idaho student Dakota Wilson says he noticed the school's efforts to make students feel safe.
I feel safer on campus. Like, I've noticed that there's a lot more campus security, so I'm feeling good. I feel like I can just walk around and feel, like, safe wherever I'm going.
In addition to heightened campus security, Moscow police and private security are patrolling the school. Several people intend to file a lawsuit after an SUV crashed into an Apple store in Massachusetts. One person was killed and at least 19 others were injured in the incident last week. Attorneys representing the victims are planning to share more details about the litigation Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wade Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.